May the Holy Spirit help us in worshipping God this night. Let us commence by singing hymn number 788. 788. Come, ye humble sinner train, souls for whom the Lamb was slain. Cheerful, let us raise our voice. We have reason to rejoice. Let us sing with saints in heaven, life restored and sin forgiven. Glory and eternal Lord be to our incarnate God. Hymn number 788.
Let us read together from the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 42. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him, and shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. The bruised reed will he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged. For they have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit, and that walk therein, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, will hold thine hand and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant to the people, the light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another. Under my praise, graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass. New things do I declare before they spring forth. I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice. The villages that Keilah doth inhabit, let the inhabitants of the rocks sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holding my peace, I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman, I will destroy and devour that once, I will make waste mountains and hills, and dry up all their herbs, and I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools, and I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not, I will lead them in paths that they have not known, will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. They shall be turned back, they shall be greatly ashamed, that trust in graven images, and say to the molten images, ye are our gods. Yea, ye deaf, and look, ye blind, ye may see. He was blind, but my servant, deaf as my messenger that I sent. He was blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant. Seeing many things, but thou observest not. Opening the ears, but he heareth not. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honourable. This is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth, but spoil, and none saith restore. Who among you will give ear to this, will hearken and hear the time to come? Who gave Jacob for spoil and Israel to the robbers? Who did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned? They would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore he hath poured upon them the fury of his anger, and the strength of battle, and it hath set him on fire round about, that he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. Just a few verses in the next chapter, chapter 43. But now thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine, and thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee, and thou walkest through the fire, and shalt not be burned, and shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God, Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour, and gave Egypt for thy ransom, with the open and sea before thee, since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honourable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy not from with thee. I bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up. And to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even every one that is called by my name, I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Leave the reading there. Amen. My Lord, we do seek again thy gracious help, thy mercy. We pray for thy spirit too. Oh, that thou wilt remember us, Lord. We come before thee. How great is our need, especially thy spirit. We do seek also that rich forgiveness for sin and all unworthiness. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt gather us once again, Lord, in thy fear. Oh, we do seek, Lord, that thou wilt remember us, poor as we are, and some of us, Lord, much in need of thy sweet spirit. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt come and gather us up. Yet we want a little gathering up of our souls, a little sweet enlargement, Lord, a little help for sinners that must come be alone. Oh, do hear prayer, Lord, for the younger ones. We bring them unto thee. We lay them at thy feet and pray that thou would spare them, Lord. May no evil upon them, and those that are older too, do preserve them. And we do pray, Lord, that thou would bind this great trouble and this virus by thy power, that thou would say, thus far thou shalt come no further, here to thy proud waves be stayed. Or we would be looking unto the God of heaven. Pray that poor Zion may prevail, Lord, that thou wilt come and remember us. Well, we do rightly pray for our land and the Prime Minister, and seek, Lord, for our sovereign too, but well, we do pray for Zion. Is there is that controversy, if we might look much to ourselves? Is there, Lord, that we would confess our sin and unworthiness? Lord, it is there that we would to prostrate ourselves, Lord, hear us from that low abode, low at thy mercy seat. Hear us, Lord, for those that know thee, and we pray for them. We do see also, Lord, for those that may need renewing, and we pray, Lord, that thou hear us, the afflicted, body, soul, and mind. Now remember, Lord, those we tenderly, affectionately, and with much desire bring before thee, and the calling they have, and the things that are laid upon them, and may the Lord be with them, holding their right hand, saying, fear not, I will help thee. And Lord, do spare them from this dreadful virus, that thou bring them right through in their callings, Lord, in those things so necessary. We would bear them up, seek, Lord, that thou wilt especially keep them as the apple of thine eye. Lord, hear us. We pray for Zion, afflicted with wave upon wave. We reminded of those that are brought low, those in the homes, and those, Lord, we would bring before thee thy healing touch. Lord, do spare them and do hear us, Lord, we pray, for other lands too, where thy name is faithfully recorded. Especially those we do not know who they are. Lord, knoweth them that are his. Be with them, each one. Lord, we do desire that thou bring back prodigals by the greatness of this terrible affliction, with that power to heal body and soul. Lord, we do seek now to acknowledge thee in all our ways. Lord, we pray that thou help us to come once more, remembering thy mercies, seeking, Lord, to be low at thy feet. We need that holding up and holding on. Lord, do bless dear friends that gather. And we pray that thou wilt remember each cause that presents him. And Lord, thou knowest our heart's desire. It seems to break a little sometimes. Lord, that thou wilt appear. Oh, that thou wilt not leave us, but thou wilt quicken. So to make them cry, give me Christ, as I die. May the Lord be formed in our hearts a hope of glory. We desire, Lord, that thou wilt hear us now as we seek a blessing on thy word. And although we are scattered, yet it's round the mercy seat we gather. How great the mercy seat where Jesus wants us prayer. May it be so. Do seek, Lord, for our brother and his dear one and others in our heart to pray for, that thou wilt be round about them, Lord, and spare them to us. And we have those that we pray maybe blessed of God until they have to say, "Let me not, you much loved saints, I must go with you." And Lord God, thou knowest. We do desire, Lord, to come and seek enlargement. Lord, that thy spirit may be with us, and there will be liberty. Help of God, Lord, in our fears and all our concerns. Oh, we do pray that thou wilt come, Lord Jesus, in thy word. May it please thee, Lord, to come with those wings of love and mercy, not only for healing, but especially within. We ask, Lord, that thou wilt remember those that may be very cast down, him they saw not. Lord, turn it into a sweet blessing. Come see the place where the Lord lay. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember us, thinking, O Lord, of those that we often do, that are so cast down that they cannot seem to get any assurance at all. Those, Lord, that may be really feeling they must be the non-elect. Our Lord, breathe upon these dry bones, mine as well, until they live. Grant, Lord, much sweet knowledge of thy spirit, as we have it in Ezekiel, until these dry bones shall live. And there may be much done in that lovely name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, that thou cover now from sin. Lord, we think upon our past transgressions. May they may be richly put away and forgiven. But Lord, it's the contracting situation of our unbelief that attends us. We ask that thou not remember us, according to thy judgment, thy mercy may prevail. The Lord may be with us. We want something real, Lord, not of man, but of God. Some sweet renewing to our inmost soul. That thou art come, Lord, and assure us that we are thine, and that thou art with us by thy sweet spirit. Now, Lord, we would bow before thee, acknowledgement of thy judgments, mingled with mercy, we believe. Grant that we may be able to lay before thee once more those we tenderly bring to thee, that thou wilt spare them and bless them. Hear us, Lord, as we plead that worthy name of Jesus. Sinners can plead, none but they, and say how precious is the Saviour. We ask Jesus' precious name and forgive all amiss. What is said is dirt in his prayers and a great trouble. We feel it to be so. Hear us in heaven, I dwell in place, and cover all amiss. We ask for Christ's sake. Amen.
Let us now sing hymn number 534. 534. Mercy speaks by Jesus' blood. Hear and sing, ye sons of God. Justice satisfied indeed. Christ has full atonement made. Hymn number 534.
By the help of God, turn with you to the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 9. You're directed to speak from verses 6 and 7. Isaiah chapter 9, well known words, but may they be sweetly known again. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. With the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, on the throne of David, upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice, and henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. It may seem a little unusual to have such a text this time, but my thoughts have gone. The words here, where would we be without this child? Grown as a captain of the Lord's host, sweetly made known for each seeking, longing soul. For those, even those little ones too, that they may be blessed. Though I desire to come in the spirit of the gospel, and the Lord grant us access. We may be able to know these words in the truth of the gospel. Whatever betide, what things may attend, what sorrows there may be, what terrible things may be upon the poor land, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Now may the Lord direct us here to this child is no other than the Holy Child Jesus, rather than the Lord himself. We have much sweetness here in the setting forth of this God-man, child born in all his sweet excellence, born to magnify the Lord, make it honourable, and yet so wonderfully disposed to be made known to Zion, city of God, unto us, all to be sweetly brought again and again to this word in the spirit of the gospel. To us a child is born, to us a son is given. So much about him, friends, here. So much seems to occupy our mind. We may be able to come, glean among the sheaves, and call upon the Lord himself. And we would seek grace to come even to this lowly child, Jesus, and yet so wonderfully exalted, that now risen, made manifest in the sweet excellence of the Lord. Death could no more bind him. He burst through the dark cloud, and there is so much of Christ in these verses. We may be able to we may be able to know a little of the benefits and the blessings. This child born to Zion in the midst, all the glory of the Lord concerning him to sinners, especially for Zion. You know, we need the Lord to fix it in our heart, don't we? That's a quarter here we never thought. Began to think that the Lord may attend to hear prayer for our poor land and for Zion, and to us a child is born. Oh, the sweet excellence of these words here concerning Zion. A child born to set his people free, especially the sweet truth of Christ in the hearts of his people, to deliver them and to bless them with that grace divine. Now the Lord apply these words, unto us a child is born. Not only in the acknowledgement of these words, but also know a little of the sweet reason the word speaks of these sweet attributes. It is for Zion, especially afflicted, cast down, but remembered of God. And those that we bear up before the Lord especially, perhaps those younger in years, perhaps, of the increase of his government. Peace, there should be no end. Well, it is a word that I'm sure has been often preached from. It is near in our memories, isn't it? We do not have to look up where the words follow on. They are very sweetly made known, aren't they? Especially in the coming of the Lord Jesus. Now that's what we need, isn't it? Lord, to come again. Lord, to undertake for his dear people. And as he, the Father, sweetly makes him known, that is what is really setting forth here, the gift of the Lord. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift and the blessing, free grace. To us a child is born. And those things belonging to him. Oh, many just have a name to live, and we want to be preserved from that. just to have a seasonal religion. But it's this, isn't it? A child born for adversity, the trials and afflictions and troubles attend for Zion. Also, we would gather up our land and those in authority, that they might be blessed with God himself. Whilst a child is born, being brought to him, isn't it? Being brought to humble ourselves, his mighty hand. And as much could be said, this wondrous child, his sweet excellency. What is on my mind is the way in which he is set forth in the gospel and the way in which he was appointed to preach. Unsearchable riches. Oh, with what grace and what power and how many characters sweetly blessed by his grace, his word in season to them. And we read of those afflicted ones that came and brought their young ones. And the Lord was pleased to attend those broken hearts, those that need the Lord. Maybe be like that in the gospel. Until us a child is born. Maybe there's something here that belongs to those that would see Jesus, that perhaps feel left out, or God forbid they should feel to be too old, and that Lord cannot hear their cries. Thus a child is born, penetrating the cry of a child. How it is known, isn't it, by the Father, how much more by the Lord himself. And to us a child is born, near to him. To us a son is given, the Son of God, the Son of Man. Oh, the Lord may grant us much nearness to him. May we be able to take him up by the arms of faith and plead the sweet merits of our sins and for the burdens of our concerns, those things that perhaps especially are with us as a land and nation. And Zion is not exempt, is it? And those we bring to the Lord, especially the old servant, Mr. Barker, and his dear family, and those also remember the throne of grace and bring unto the Lord himself. And gather up each one and bring them unto the Lord. Now may the Lord appear. That's what this text is about. Lord's appearing. Lord's gracious help to be granted. Whilst a child is born, whilst a son is given. Now he is Son of Man, indeed, in his sweet excellence. Oh, the Son of God. God has raised his Son, as we have thought of this morning. Oh, the sweet excellence of that. Raised as the surety, but of grace and truth, as we have reminded this afternoon. Nothing too hard for him, the Lord, to come and hear the cries of his people and to grant them answers of peace. We need thee, Lord, to hear us. To us a child is born, and to us a son is given. Now, if we had grace in our hearts, the increase of it, we'd be making our way to him, wouldn't we? With that sweet expectation and love in our hearts. Lord, grant it. Two things belong to the Lord Jesus. A son, a child is born, a son is given. Really, may it be a word in season. The Lord to come and grant that help to his dear people. It's the same truths, isn't it? The same gospel. But it's that truth of the resurrection. We would not lose sight of it at all. To us a son is, a child is born, a son is given. Perhaps especially, you may think of that sweet excellence of his resurrection this time. Not only a child born, but oh, the things that belong to him. And a king in his beauty, the Lord himself, life and glory, but a son given. Well, he's a captain, as I've said, of the Lord's host. Again, I think of those words of the king. He said, is there anything too hard for me? The Lord appear want those answers of peace. The much help of God to us. It's laying at his feet, isn't it? And feeling to be unworthy. Not worthy in ourselves, but worthy in Christ. Oh, to be blessed by the Lord. That sweet grace, adopting grace, love and mercy. Help of God for us. And again, I think there's nothing too hard for him. Well, the Lord helping us. And see to speak from these words. That's in a way we never fully expected. Once a child is born, may he be the sum and substance of our hope and mercy. Child is born, yes. Oh, that wondrous truth of the Lord himself among his people. And as we have thought this morning or this afternoon, is it? In that beautiful hymn 95, we've expressed our love of it already. Oh, it's that truth, isn't it, of the Lord and his traitors and his foes. And yet, oh, it touches my heart. Well, I hope so. Child born, a son given to traitors and foes, nailed him to the cross of the world. No were worthy then when we were in our sins, but for God's rich grace, where would we be without him? Let me come a little further, so that we may be able to lay hold upon him by faith. Go with those shepherds too, the spirit of worship, desiring to be found amongst those and find their hearts taken up with the lowly child Jesus, once the Son is given. Now, a few things here stand out to me as God may help. Son is given and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And to me, friends, it's the mighty one, mighty God of Jacob. Mighty to save. And do we not know something of it? I hope so. We have it in these sweet words that speak of the character of the Lord himself. Risen indeed upon his throne, established and settled where? In the midst of Zion, and according to his rich grace. To be that one to save unto the uttermost, we've said there, and to be found among his people and to be with them, but the government. We need it on his shoulder. We come, Lord, may it help me. Or do we not need the Lord like this, the government, to be upon his shoulder? Some of you have got those great matters, great concerns that we get through, perhaps with family issues, but we want to notice it in the spirit of the gospel. Where would we be without the government upon his shoulder? Oh, the sweet excellence of it. Seems to me to speak of so many things being laid upon him. His dear church, their sin, their unworthiness, their guilt. Oh, to come a little closer. Oh, to bear them up, bring them through, and to hold up their goings in his path, and to be with them. That's through fiery trial. That's through those difficulties and those things that are too hard for those people, not too hard for him. Now, what do we read here? And the government be upon his shoulder. Well-known words, aren't they? Oh, what do we know of this government upon his shoulder? I think it is set forth here in the word of his grace. It's been everything before child of God. Everything they can need, especially looking upon the way the Lord holds up his people, and brings them safely through, and the government should be upon his shoulder. But what should we understand by it? There's the heavy burdens, the concerns, and the things that only God can help his people with, and strengthen their heart, and bring them safely. Know it is the Lord, able to save us and do what seems him good. Let me come a little closer. Where would you be? Where would I be without this shoulder? I think of it in that respect of the strength of his grace. And that way in which the Lord supports and upholds, as we may come into it in a feeble frame, we not speak unwisely. The things coming, aren't they? Things that may be even now upon the road. I want to come especially upon these precious truths. In my desire, friends, it is to speak of those things that are belonging to the Lord, and yet he grants that help. All is brought into the Lord's sacred, holy, sovereign will. Two things stand out to me. Well, the Lord speaks of this government upon his shoulder. Oh, how wonderful is the truth. He supports my weak frame. But in another sense, it's that thing that is too hard for you, but not too hard for the Lord. On his shoulder. It does seem in my mind to bring me to this truth, that the Lord carries the burdens of his people. He brings them onwards in their little journey here below. He upholds their feeble frame. We need to be careful about it. But it's this, isn't it? Oh, the wonders of the Lord. Regarding his dear people, the things that belong to them, the Lord may spare them and grant them with God to continue. The government should be upon his shoulder. I pause there. We could pass over it quickly, couldn't we? Oh, we would not do so. Where should we go, friend? The world go to this man or that man. And they go to this theory and that. Whatever they may build their hopes upon. Some are so sure it's scientists that will be the answer, friends. It is our mercy to be brought to the Lord and to seek his face. And to lay hold upon him by faith. Government upon his shoulder. It seems to speak of the Lord's willingness to carry the burdens of his people. It seems to speak of the strength of the Lord for those that need him so much. And this government to be upon his shoulder. Well, I believe it belongs to each one. But then for those especially. Those burdens and cares. They're not only great things, but perhaps like we read of the word given to Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. So I think of it in another sense. His rebuke, his chastening, things that God sends. We may feel the Lord to be chasing us or dealing with us, not as with sons, but with those he has a great travesty with, wait on, friends. To us a child is born, to us a son is given. Oh, the things that belong to him, his dear church, things that are near to his heart, the great truth in the word here for the lifting up of his people and for the enlargement of faith. That's a little closer. We read, son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder. Oh, that's where we need to be looking and to be trusting to. Let me put it another way, friends. This is the one set up on account of Jehovah. Needful, for man fell, for sin entered into the world, for the dear saints of God in burden and care. Let me just help the help of God to come a little closer to it. Oh, it's a sweet excellence, isn't it? Of this one, and there's not one burden too many. His shoulders, how broad, how ready to bear up his people, and to bring them right through. I've said that the Son, the Lord will bring you through. May it be a sweet word. The Lord grant that help and deliverance. Many things belong to him here. And the Lord grant us that help to know it is the Lord that upholds us and brings us right through the many, many sorrows, many things that our hearts come a little closer. We lose sight of Jesus, this cross. We lose sight of the sweet excellence of this child born. Soon we're put low, aren't we? It's sweetly being able to remember him in all the way the Lord of God hath led us. We've been one burden too many, one loss, some of us walked in. And I have to say, the Lord is the same in this year. He is that one that sustains under the heaviest load. You know, I do feel I need a grace. And I want to gather up the church of God here and to find them something that may be very precious to them, the government on his shoulder. My mind goes to those great responsibilities and those matters that rest upon the church of God, and those are very burdens and responsibilities, and those that have to walk in the Lord's will. I wonder where the scene will end sometime. I want to gather up those that may be at a loss, know not which way to go. Now the government belongs to one that is so wise here, so graciously made known. It speaks of one mighty to save. Let me come a little closer. The government shall be upon his shoulder. But may it be of sweet strength. And the cause is too hard for you, bring it to me, and I will hear it. I know it is in part of the scripture, but the mind goes to it. Cause too hard, not too hard for your God. And may you be able to cast your care and burden upon him. Wonderful thing when the Lord begins to put his hands to something. If I know something about it. Have a sweet desire of the Lord to manage all things by the way unto the end. Put forth his mighty power, not to destroy, but to bring his people through. And that all-sufficient grace to be made known. The government, I'm going to say, all upon his shoulder. To learn, isn't it? Yeah. And to trust too. The Lord grant that sweet trust. Help to lean on him like the beloved coming up out of the wilderness. Government all upon his shoulder for her. Wonderfully bestowed. And how often thought of the dreadful state she was in, the meanness and the way in which she was so scattered. And yet the government all upon his shoulder, sustaining under that dreadful, great trial of faith. Oh, the Lord grant the help of God to know him, especially those who can't shoulder up, if I may say. Come to the end and say, well, I believe the Lord has gone out against me, and that he be gracious no more. Satan might be far off, will he? You won't want anything to do with this mighty one here on his shoulder, his people. Oh, he afflicts the people of God, tempts them. Now, easy to say, isn't it? But when you're at the ends of the earth, when you come and say, Lord, do undertake for me, I like that account. Lord, I am oppressed, Hezekiah, undertake for me. And you need the Lord to come. You have to learn it's his time to come and seek the Lord to uphold you until his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. Until the Lord may bring us now. I come so partially. But I desire the Lord to be my sufficiency, but our sufficiencies of God. So stumbled sometimes, but cast down too. I don't think many know about it, what it is to be so cast down you can hardly pray at all. Well, I may be wrong, but it's those that need the government all upon his shoulder, especially for conviction of sin, to relieve their burden, take that burden up, government upon his shoulder. It's a sweet part of God's word, isn't it? In this prophecy. Directly to my thoughts in it, the government upon his shoulder. Now thus saith the Lord, created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. Government is upon his shoulder. He'll bring thee through. I've redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. I like that. Thou art mine. Still belonging to the Lord. He that sought me in a stranger. Hence he holds up his people and brings them through. But they do have to lean upon him. They do have to seek the Lord to manage everything. They need grace to bow under his will. The Lord to be with them in those matters that are too hard and too great, like that stone that was rolled in the sepulchre. Soon it moved, and the angel was sent. Soon, what a sweetness it was in the empty tomb. Have you seen anything sweet and precious in the resurrection? And the tomb was empty. The Lord was risen. That's what we need. Risen all his sweet excellence. The government upon his shoulder. He could not be bound. Sweetly did he rise to bring salvation into his church and to bless his people with an everlasting salvation. Lord, have it in our hearts. The government, the salvation upon his shoulder. One mighty to save unto the uttermost. All that come unto God by him. Oh, it's coming unto God by him, isn't it? And some may say, well, that's what I do. But no, friend. Poor child of God, he's got such need of the government to be all upon the shoulder. That mighty one. Bring them through. Hold up my going and thy passing one. My footsteps slip them. And then, we further. I do like these verses. I get to walk in them. Great troubles. And sorrows. Not me, of course, alone, but the church of God. We now pass this through the water. Now we'd like to get by, wouldn't we? Through the waters. I remember distinctly once coming into the waters. Very, very great, feeling that the matters would be too much, but as he upholds the government upon his shoulder, he knows how to bind the floods. He brings his people right through. Look at those floods to him. He is one, we read of here, when thou crosses through the waters and the floods too. I'll be with thee. I'll be with thee. Government upon his shoulder. I have redeemed, I have called thee by thy name. I do like that. What name have we got? Friends, it is dreadfully marred by sin, isn't it? Now we have sinned, come short, glory of God. He gives his people a new name. It's in Christ. It's that which belongs to the Lord and sweetly is forgiven. Yea, I have loved thee with everlasting love. With loving kindness have I drawn thee. Drawn thee? Why such a great mass of sin and unbelief? Yeah. The government of this great matter, salvation upon his shoulder. He knows what sore temptations mean. He has felt the same. Oh, it's a great matter. We do need the Lord to grant us a vital knowledge of these things. I know full well we can read and we can imbibe the truth in our intellect. The Lord will empty us out of it until we've got nothing but what is only upon his shoulder to do for us. His strength, his grace, and all his mercy for our sin. And then that renewing of strength. We have it in the chapter here. I just seem to be turning to the truth of this matter. Have it with a silence. Keep silence before me. I will work and you shall let it. Like those words, behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect in whom my soul delights in. Why the government is on his shoulder. I put my spirit upon him. That's what we need. That increase of the spirit. We need the Lord to grant that increase. Friends, my poor heart is so cast down sometimes because I cannot see the Lord nor feel him to be working. But I will work and him shall let him. Oh, the government upon his shoulder. That's enough, isn't it? The Lord grant it with that sweet encouragement. Then there are those appointed, perhaps in the diaconate or in some matter. The Lord raise up servants of God. The Lord give his grace to those that have to say, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? I was speaking to one recently. Dear friend, I must be careful. Oh, it's for the Lord to be all in all, isn't it? We won't have anything left, you know. Boast about and say, our shoulder has done this, and look where we are, and how the Lord has used my ministry, or something like that. We have to fall at his feet. Still, so much in need of that increase. Strength and grace and pardon and for his mercy. That's a sweet subject, isn't it? Mercy prevailing. The government on his shoulder. Maybe we could think about it. With his grace, the Lord is well pleased with his righteousness. It's a resurrection, isn't it? To magnify the law and make it honourable. Where? In a risen Christ. It's a victory granted. To his Father and the sweet conquest of sin and hell and death too. We would speak very humbly. Oh, it's that victory, isn't it? Through his grace. Sometimes the Lord gives his people a little knowledge of it. He draws near. Hearts grow strangely warm. The government is upon his shoulder. The ones in particular had such a grievous trouble. And it's as if the Lord sent me to hear the gospel. I won't speak much about it here, but friends, at the end of the sermon, the blessing of it remained, and I had to go home and plead it. And the government I soon found to be upon his shoulder. But I do not. But thou shalt know hereafter. The walking, isn't it? It's the wisdom of God, the help of the Lord. Poor unbelief says, but he doesn't appear. That we seem to pray in vain. We seem to be so unlike the people of God, even unlike a servant of God. That's how we feel. And some may say, well, you shouldn't be like that. Friend, I can walk best with those that have been in the mincer, as it were. When I'm in trouble, soul, and they know a little of the government upon his shoulder, they can speak that you'll notice it in their cries, intercessions. They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus in those petitions. And there's sometimes sweet lifting up, isn't there? A sweetness in Jesus' name, it's right underneath sorrows of the way. And the Lord brings his people a sweet knowledge of Christ. And that's the truth of it here, isn't it? So much displayed. And these are the best characters. The blessings of free grace. Attributes is a beautiful word, isn't it? Government upon his shoulder. Let's look at them for a moment. I hope none say, well, it's not a Christmas text. This is everything here. Every year to those people. And his name should be called Wonderful. Good day, isn't it? When he is called Wonderful, Wonder-working God, and the Lord to be with his people, and the angel did wondrously, and the Lord did wondrously, and the angel, and Manoah and his wife looked on, excuse me, when he undertakes, isn't he? And the Lord makes the cause must be his own, can't tell why. Mars is we're marked down by sin and unbelief, and yet the Lord still arises. He still appears. He still is pleased. But I like these words here. Wonderful to see. Might the Lord touch your heart and mine. It'll be wonderful, friend. I think there's a hymn that speaks about it. The wonders to feel their hardness depart. The sweet melting. Now I know I can get carried away, but it's this, isn't it? It's exchange. At the end of the day, you may have got a sweet token. Jesus himself draws near. The increase upon the shoulder. So those disciples, they were renewed. And they had to hasten, speak about him that was risen. You know the account very well, but it seems to be very precious to me. And the Lord appears, and the government is upon his shoulder to bring his people right through and to bless them. I've often said, I said recently, it's when that blessing is made known. Everything belongs to him by grace. And there's that sustaining the Lord until they have to take up those burdens and cast their all upon the Lord. But oh, the devil won't be far away, will he? And some may say, well, we can endure to hear him, but it's a little fanciful. Well, friend, I have to come like this. I need the Lord, his shoulder, because of my sin and unworthiness. My ignorance, and to teach and bring us right through. I want to come back a little bit. I'm watching the time here. But let me come to the text a little closer here. What does it say? The government, the increase of his government and peace. Well, that's a sweet subject, isn't it? God's poor people that are tossed with a tempest and not comforted, and the waters may prevail and roar, they do, and then it seems that the Lord is asleep. If to mind them not, then to know the government upon his shoulder. Now, I don't want to labour the point here, but it's that increase, as if these attributes abound. We haven't got to the end of them. These disciples that were in peril, and the Lord was near at hand. Oh, how sweet are the increase of his government. Manage their cause. Cause it's too hard for you. Lord, to be with his people, to manage their burdens and concerns. You know he makes those burdens his own. He has cast on me like him. It's enough. I am not. Now to come closer, because the things here we haven't begun to touch upon, and peace, there should be no end. Well, you put it another way. It's he that fixes his people and brings them right through on the sweet merits of the Lord. Now it's when we might know of this heavenly peace, Calvary's peace. Now he took it to heaven, this peace. I do want to be careful about it. But it is that sweet truth in the increase of his government and peace. Peace to his dear people. It's by his cross of Jesus made. Now, you'll have to go somewhere else, friends. His government or his peace is in him. Oh, to be brought to lean upon him and to know he's the Lord. Lord, bless his word when it's preached, that sovereign power, until the Lord may come and grant a sweet lifting up, and that might be that increase of love. We read of it in the word of his grace. Refer them and upon his kingdom to order it. And to establish it with judgment and with justice. I would speak this little of it. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We need the Lord to be the Prince of Peace. We will do. We come to the end. Or to be bound up in that bundle of life. And then a little further, just for a few moments, there be something in the words here that may bring us to know by his grace of the increase of his government and peace, you know him. Well, we put it like this, it is mercy that the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. He knows what the trials and temptations are. And then look closer, it speaks here. On the throne of David, upon his kingdom. Does it mean the Lord orders his people, that he establishes them? Now we have it in the word, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice. It may seem hard to understand, as I believe the Lord brings his people safely through. He orders their footsteps by his word. He is able to sustain them under the load. But you know it. One thing else is that's his loving kindness. Oh, great. And the Lord should look upon his people and to bless them indeed. And to help them to know the Lord. And to know his sweet grace. A few things further. The increase of his governance and peace, we know him. Upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to pause there for a moment, seeing the Lord has yet made known, yet to appear in, yet to be with his people in the increase of the need of his government. Lord, what wilt thou of me to do? One was intimating that very recently. Oh, we desire the Lord may appear. And we read here this piece, you know, it is beautifully set forth in the truth of God's word, the increase of his government and peace, there should be no end. Why to all sinners seek for the Lord to bring them right through? Now it's this, isn't it? That peace knows no end. Oh, it's that truth as it is in Jesus. Now, when the Lord grants peace, friends, who then make trouble. Who can turn back at the Lord's purposes? Who can say to him, what doest thou? We must be careful. There shall be no end. The Lord gives peace, everlasting peace. It is a very sweet, sacred theme, isn't it? It endures through life in Christ, in the sweet truth, his word. And then it seems to me to speak the Lord dealing with his people. So much so that the Lord sustains them. And they have to walk out the little lots. And they have to wait on the Lord. And then lastly, a few thoughts here. Just leave it. The increase of his government. Friends, does that touch your heart sometimes? You long to see this one and that one brought upon by the grace of God. Of course, some may say, well, we don't believe in this and that. Well, we have to leave those things. Friends, we need the Lord, don't we? Increase of his government. Lord, to guide and direct us. And bring us sweetly to know the Lord is with us. It's that peace, isn't it, part of all understanding. Or to know it in our hearts. It's Calvary's peace. What a sweet theme it is. Oh, the Lord to come and grant us that knowledge of the peace of God that passeth all understanding. What a sweet truth that is. You cannot get beyond it. It's the increase of the Lord, isn't it, of his peace, his people. You know, the Lord will grant the increase of his law and condemnation to sinners, but oh, the increase of his peace is eternal, that they're loved of God, and they'll be brought safely through. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. What a promise of the increase of his government. As God, we might know that sweet increase in our own hearts, but some of us are very concerned. Lord, may grant an increase in the Church of Christ. Maybe, friends, that breaking down of that spirit of unconcern. Lord, grant a gracious zeal, Lord of hosts. I may, on my own, I know, but I believe it's right to speak of these things. Or it is when the Lord is magnified and there's that sweet glory to his name. And the Lord has exalted repentance to give and to grant us grace to say, hinder me not, you much love saints. I must go with you. I'm going to leave a few things. I do feel very much be conscious of my shortcomings. I ask the Lord to take of his sweet word, a very strange text perhaps, but that's what we need now, of the Lord to come and manage the dreadful virus and the things belonging to it, his dear church, his people, and to grant us the increase of his government. We leave it there. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Roland Wheatley will preach on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. There'll be a prayer meeting for the members on Friday evening at 8 o'clock. And God willing, Mr. Charles Warboys will preach next Lord's Day at 10:30 and 6:30. Our closing hymn is number 330. And after the benediction, we will sing God, If the Lord Helps Us, number 631. But for now, hymn 330, 330. Your harps, ye trembling saints, down from the willows take, loud to the praise of Christ our Lord, bid every string awake. Hymn 330.
do seek to thank thee for the opportunity. Lord, to before thee in this way, we believe it to be God honouring. Manage everything. Let no evil befall us. We feel confident that the Lord has made a way. O Lord, to be with us. How tenderly and affectionately we bear before thee those that desire to be married and able to give our honour to thee. Lord, we do pray for them. May the Lord Jesus be so precious that they may wait on him still. Lord, be with us in every burden and care. Lord, it's the darkness of mind, dreadful state we're in, by nature that keeps rising up. Lord, do grant us more of the love of Christ, our sweet knowledge. Be with us now and pardon and forgive all amiss. Again, we pray for those, care for others. Lord, we do seek that for our land thy mercy may appear in. Pray for those that do not pray for themselves, perhaps. Do remember us. Lord, we would spread before thee our need. Hear cries that go up oftentimes. Now may the grace of Christ our Saviour, the Father's boundless love, the Holy Spirit's favour, rest upon us from above. Amen.
Let us sing together hymn number 631. I believe that's the desire of all of us, thinking of each other while we are separated at this time. Hymn 631. The Lord himself be with you all, to teach you his own will, and guide you safe from every thrall, to Zion's heavenly hill. 631.